Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Venture Academy hosts their groundbreaking ceremony to celebrate their new campus expansion. We'll have highlights from Thursday's ceremony. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Venture Academy is a school in Lake Halley with 177 students, rooted in its mission to empower Christ-centered leaders, designers, and innovators for a world we can't yet imagine. Venture gathered students, families, partners, and community members on Thursday to mark the beginning of construction on their new campus expansion. Chippewa County Chamber of Commerce Ambassador Chair Hannah Cowan of TrustPoint served as the event's MC and gave an overview at the outset.
I am so excited to welcome you all here today for the groundbreaking for Venture Academy as they officially begin the construction of their new K-12 expansion. A new 53,000 square foot facility on this 50 acre site, which will eventually serve up to 600 students. The anticipated project completion is slated for the opening of classes in the fall of 2027.
Venture Academy head of school Brian Sullivan was humbled and honored to take part in Thursday's groundbreaking ceremony.
We gather on 50 breathtaking acres of gifted land, land that represents generosity, vision, sacrifice, and above all, God's provision. And what stands before us today is not simply a construction project. It's the foundation, if you will, of a mission that will shape lives, strengthen families, and prepare generations of young people to lead with wisdom, courage, excellence, and faith.
Sullivan says in the months ahead,
the site will be a home to a 54,000 square foot center for learning, innovation, creativity, athletics, connection, and community. And but long before the walls rise and the classrooms are filled, the campus already represents something I think that is very powerful, and that is hope. It is hope for students who will discover their God-given purpose adventure, hope for families that are seeking an excellent education grounded in truth and in character, hope for a generation that desperately need leaders of integrity, compassion, and conviction. We all know every great school starts with a vision, but visions only become reality when people choose to invest in something that is bigger than themselves. And today we honor those who dared to dream big with us, who dared to dream boldly with us, those who gave sacrificially, those who believed in our mission of empowering Christ-centered leaders, designers, and innovators for a world we can't quite imagine. 50 acres of beauty, a new building of possibility dedicated to the formation of young lives. This gift will, I believe, echo for decades, if not for a century, through every student that attends Venture Academy.
Finally, Venture Academy head of school Brian Sullivan says,
Scripture reminds us in Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers build in vain. Today we acknowledge that this work belongs first and foremost to the Lord. And we ask for his blessing over our architects, our contractors, educators, donors, volunteers, parents, and especially all of our students who are connected to this project. May this campus become a place where academic excellence, future-ready skills, and character formation walk hand in hand. May it be a place where curiosity is encouraged, innovation is celebrated, and creativity is developed. May students leave this campus not only prepared for a rapidly changing world, but prepared to lead and serve their generation. And finally, may this groundbreaking remind us all that the most important things we build are not measured in square footage, but they're measured in transformed lives.
Board Chair of the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and Vice President of Market and Johnson, Jason Plant, asked the 177 current students of Venture Academy how excited they were about this new project.
Yeah. Okay. Someday, hopefully, you realize how much time and effort and work it takes, not only to get to where we are today, but all the time and effort it takes for the guys to design and build this thing, too. So hopefully you have years of excitement and years of success and years of enjoyment in your new school. One of the things I do get to do is embarrass one young little girl over here, though. So Kevin Renly, the president of our company, is super engaged in the building project. And Kevin was supposed to talk today, and he's not here because he got called away for some labor negotiations. But his daughter Bailey's here. So I'm going to make Bailey stand up and come out to the sun a little bit.
Plant says.
So we do all these projects for a lot of different reasons, but Kevin's super passionate. One of the reasons he's doing it is for Bailey. So on a side note, one of our big missions this year at the Chamber, when we talked about it at the opening big annual meeting, was both focus on collaboration and really pushing local. And I can't thank the board of the Venture Academy enough, because what better example of that than this project? We've got two great local contractors working together, collaborating together, and we are the definition of local. You got two local firms, we're locally owned, owners are here, our employees are here, and what a great example of how we collaborate. And yesterday, on a totally side note, we were interviewing employees, and the question that came back from one of the candidates on, you know, what does your culture mean? What does it mean to work at M&J? And, you know, I was the last one to go, and everybody talked about our people and all that stuff. And the example I gave was, when the community comes back to us to help solve a problem, and what better example today is when the community comes to us to solve us a problem, to work together, when we can collaborate together with a great competitor, check our egos at the door, work together, and solve a problem for the community. So
Hoft Builders is the company Plant is referring to them collaborating with on the project. Their vice president and partner, Luke Rickle, told Thursday's gathering.
On behalf of Hoft Builders and Mark and Johnson, I just wanted to say how excited and thankful we are to be standing here today as we officially break ground at Venture Academy. This project has been over a year in the making. There have been countless meetings, conversations, and a lot of hard work from a lot of people behind the scenes. Seeing it finally come to life is something we're all extremely proud of. Like Jason said, what makes this project especially unique is the partnership behind it. In an industry where we are often viewed as competitors, our teams chose to come together with a common goal, helping making this vision a reality. I think that says a lot about the importance of this project and the belief everyone has in what Venture Academy will bring to this community. I also wanted to recognize Kevin Renley from Market & Johnson. He was hoping to be here, and I knew this project means a tremendous amount to him personally. I've heard him say countless times how important the school has been to his daughter, Bailey, and their entire family. I know from personal experience, when you get the opportunity to help build something that directly impacts your own family and community, it becomes even more special. I know he would want me to say how proud and excited he is to see this day finally here. We are incredibly grateful to Venture Academy for trusting us, grateful to all the partners who helped us get here, grateful to all the team members that are going to be actually doing the work to get it done, and we're excited to officially get construction underway. And we can't wait to see the impact this building will have for years to come. Thank you.
At Thursday's Venture Academy groundbreaking ceremony, the school's board chair and the senior pastor of Jacob's Well Church, Paul Berthume, opened by saying,
we were discussing a few minutes ago that this is almost 5 years since Mark Gordon and I were meeting his office trying to talk ourselves out of doing this. And we didn't do a very good job of talking ourselves out of it. And today is an amazing, amazing holy day.
Berthume says,
today we break ground not just on a building, but on a bold new chapter for education in our community. As chairman of the Board of Venture, I'm honored to stand before you as we lay the foundation of something truly special. This project is not a work of one group or one interest. It is the result of a remarkable coalition that has come together with shared purpose and uncommon unity for the benefit of our community. Multiple churches have provided faithful leadership and generous support. The business community has stepped up with vision, resources, and unprecedented partnership. Educators have brought their expertise and their passions. Parents and grandparents have trusted us with their children and shown up with love for those children and grandchildren, refusing to settle for anything less than the best. And generous donors have made the dream possible through their sacrificial generosity, where tens of millions of dollars have already been pledged, committed, and shared. This is what community looks like when it works together. Different backgrounds, different perspectives, but one clear conviction. Our children deserve an education that prepares them not just to succeed in life, but to live life of purpose, character, and excellence.
Berthume says Venture Academy is unapologetic about their commitment to their mission.
We believe education should form the whole person, mind, spirit, heart, character. We believe in high standards, personal responsibility, and the belief that every child can learn and grow when given the right environment, the right teachers, and the right support. We do not see ourselves in competition with existing schools. Instead, we see ourselves as a positive force and a challenge to all of us. We want every school in our area, public, private, and charter, to feel inspired to raise the bar. When one school commits to excellence, it should lift the aspirations of every school. Healthy competition and shared purpose makes us all better.
Rathum says Venture Academy also wants to awaken something deep in their broader community.
A renewed appreciation for the value of education. Too often, we take it for granted. Today, we declare that education is not just another service. It is the foundation of a thriving community, along with faith and family. The pathway to opportunity and one of the greatest gifts we can give the next generation. As we turn dirt today, we are planting a seed of hope. The building will stand as a visible proof that when churches, businesses, educators, families, and donors unite around a common cause, extraordinary things happen. So, to every person who has prayed, given, volunteered, encouraged, or simply believed in this vision, thank you. This academy is yours, too.
And Brathum says,
our work is not finished. Today, I want to challenge every person to continue to give sacrificially the time, our talents, our treasures, so this project can flourish and reach its full potential. The foundation we lay today will only be as strong as our ongoing commitment to see it completed and sustained.
At Thursday's Venture Academy groundbreaking ceremony, Brathum became emotional when addressing the students.
To you students, this is for you. This is about you. One day you will understand what is being done for you. One day you will walk those halls. The halls that are being built for you. May you discover your God-given potential. May you develop skills that will allow you to prosper and lead and serve and parent and make a difference. To our entire community, let this groundbreaking be a call to action. Let the commitment, let us commit ourselves anew to a new generation. Let us raise our expectations. Let us value education, not just with words, but with our time, our resources, and our unwavering support. Today we break ground. What we really are building is a legacy of hope, excellence, and unity, empowering Christ-centered leaders, innovators, and designers for a world we can't yet imagine. Thank you, and thank you, Heavenly Father, for this work that you have begun and you will bring to completion.
And finally, Jennifer Rooney, who's serving as the Capital Campaign Chair.
I'm so excited as we stand here in what marks a new beginning for education in the Chippewa Valley. I believe that through this new building, Venture will reshape not only the education, but the future of the students who are part of this journey. It's a building, but it isn't just a building. It's a school which will hold a community. It's a bold statement of who we are and what we value. Every aspect of this school has been designed to create and prepare students for a world we have yet to imagine.
Rooney says,
as we break ground today, we're not just laying the foundation for a building. We're laying the foundation for our children to create for themselves a future where curiosity is celebrated, creativity flourishes, entrepreneurs are made, and where every child is empowered to reach their full potential. Within these walls, we grow not just students, but future leaders, innovators, and change makers. We're building more than a school. We're building a launch pad for dreams.
According to Rooney,
these classrooms will watch our children grow, both in mind and spirit. In the STEM lab, imagination will be their only limit as they learn to create and invent. Literature will come to life in the library. And in the gym, valuable lessons about perseverance will be learned, and the special bond of friendship that can only be built through teamwork will be created. Christian values will be taught as students learn not just to lean on themselves, but in the love of Jesus. Christian friendships will be a source of strength at a time when peer relationships rule. Venture children will receive an education that not only prepares them for tests, but prepares them for life.
And Rooney turned her focus to the kids.
If you're a student here today, this is your school. These halls wait for your laughter,
The classrooms wait for your ideas, and the fields wait for your determination. This is where you'll test your limits and discover what you're made of. You will learn and grow in ways you never dreamed. You will achieve things you didn't think possible. You'll create memories and friendships that will last a lifetime. Today, we're breaking ground, and we are planting the seeds of tomorrow. Seeds of knowledge, growth, and young people who will do things we can't even yet imagine. Who in our group of kids is the next president? How about an astronaut? A doctor? A teacher? As well as a whole host of other job titles that have yet even to be created. With each shovel of dirt, each brick laid, we are building a better tomorrow for the students of Venture Academy. That future starts today. Thank you for being a part of this momentous occasion. Venture Academy, the school of tomorrow, today.
Venture Academy, highlights from their groundbreaking ceremony this past Thursday in Lake Halley, a $22 million project for a 53,000 square foot school on 50 acres of donated land. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.